I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary for Tuesday, January the 20th. Reporting to you today on the road and from a remote location, pardon the inferior acoustics. Let's start with a look at the reports that move the market that are due in the week ahead. On Wednesday, it's December housing starts, with the numbers expected to come in slightly higher, and on Friday, existing home sales with a bounce back expected after a November drop. But of course, the major event out of Washington this week is Tuesday night, tonight, when President Obama delivers his State of the Union address. This is an event that is treated with the utmost seriousness by the dominant news media. All four major TV networks and the cable channels typically carry the event. Newspapers devote most of the front page and big chunks of the inside pages to the coverage, photos, accounts, sidebars, response, and analysis. But it's all so routine, it's so tired, it's so repetitive. I've learned over the years that instead of wasting time actually watching the address, you can apply my personal template to the event year after year, allowing you to actually skip the show, save time, and still be informed. So let me provide you with the following short beginning-to-end account of this year's State of the Union address in advance, and you'll simply be able to refer to it year after year so that while you're still informed about the president's address, you can skip the show and save yourself time. Now, here's the template. It goes like this. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. The president agrees to do something for homeowners. He also has decided to help teachers and students and women. Oh, workers too. The president wants to help workers for sure. And jobs galore, the president is all about creating more jobs. And a lot more free stuff for all kinds of people. And fairness is important to keep the economy moving in the right direction, so the president will propose really fair tax reform, tax hikes, fair share. It will mean more taxes, fair share, but they'll be making our economy stronger, fair share, and they'll be the fairest ever, for sure. Plus, he's going to reform regulations so that the regulators will be able to regulate better, and he wants to get a handle on the bureaucracy, and he wants to reform education, and both make the government more effective and still grow the economy. Did he forget men and women in uniform? Well, the president most certainly did not. Thank you, God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is about all you need to know, and you can use this handy guide year after year for the State of the Union address. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.